I am Emily Yoon. I am currently pursuing an MFA in poetry at New York University, where I am assistant PR editor for Washington Square Review. I also work for Late Night Library as a host of the podcast Late Night New York. My poetry centers around unique Korean experiences and sentiments, which I will talk about more in my essay. I am part of a group called The Localists, which my friend J. Scott Brownlee formed for fellow poets who write about certain landscapes or places. I like to think about a poem as a hand. I played with this idea after my friend poet J. Scott Brownlee told me last year a good poem should always have a moment when a hand reaches out and touches the reader on the shoulder. Because I believe that poetry is a form of spiritual communication between the poet and the reader, the poem hand metaphor sticks to my mind. It's also fitting because usually you can cover a poem with your hand on the page, and because a poem is a small piece of art you can easily carry, both in your hand and mind. I remember reading Eastern Sentiments, a collection of essays by Lee Tae-jun, a writer from the colonial Korean period. In it, he quotes a Swiss scholar named Haruri, who said, "A person's hands are the best way to get to know someone. And if the hand gesture is frivolously affected, if the arms are completely spread open, or if the handshake lacks decorum, if the hands are held out at once, if the hand is shaken with a fuss or is grasped for too long and not let go, this always leaves a suspicion on the other side that there might be the intention of trying to leave a certain impression." Now, I must note that I was reading this collection translated from Korean to English, and the original quotation has gone through God knows how many translations now, and it is unclear who this Swiss scholar Haruri is. Regardless, we can apply this quotation to our metaphor. There are poems that completely disorient us, make us feel uncomfortable, or take us on the wildest journey to an unvisited land. This is good. What the poet is trying to tell you is being communicated. What is art anyway? It is supposed to challenge us to think about things that never crossed our minds or in ways that we never considered and see the wonderful and sometimes terrifying beauty in them. As a poet greatly influenced by classical and modern Korean poetry and Korean experiences, I try not to have a poetic hand that simply points to facts or closes into such a tight fist so that no one can understand what it holds. I want to have my palm up, place on it the jewels of my culture, and offer them to the reader. Then the reader can play with them or view them the way he or she desires. To do this, for instance, I use direct translations of what my family says or Korean idioms for the universal truths in them and the exquisite strangeness when translated. I weave my knowledge and experience in Korea into poems that express my current emotions or illustrate my life in New York. I am telling you what is important to me and who I am. A poem can be extremely intimate and personal, but all poets want to touch the reader's heart in some way. Do you feel like a poem is grabbing you by the arms and saying, "Listen to me, this is happening," or motioning to a scene and saying, "Go find the beauty in this"? In high school and sometimes in college, many are told by teachers what to see in a poem. And when the students do not succeed in that, as Muriel Rukeyser said, they feel with a painful, shocked awareness that here was something outside their reach. But that only happens because the hand of the poem is pushed away from the reader in certain classrooms. A good poem is always reaching out to you, whether to caress you or shake you to the core. Let it be a conversation between just you and the poet first, and you'll understand the soul in its gesture, its language, its images. It is up to you to discover sensations and meaning. If you encounter a poem from a different language, culture, era, etc., don't be afraid. Let it take you to places and slowly trace its lines, its softness, and its hardness. Take its hand.